My sister hopes we're going to the water park today, just because we don't have any plans. I hope she's right.
Sounds like she's abounding in hope. Are you? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Whenever I'm getting ready for a trip, I think about all the places to see, the snacks for the road, maybe even a silly car game or two. I hope the trip will be awesome. But when you're excited about life because God is with you, your hope comes from Jesus. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Let's listen to our story now. It's called Water Parks and Hope. "It's such a nice day," Adriana said. "Look at the sunshine, Mom. Nate, don't you wish we could go to the water park today?" Nate looked at his little sister. "It would be fun, but I'm sure Mom and Dad have other plans for the day." "I'm not sure what our plans are," Mom said, taking a sip from her mug of coffee. "And it does look like a nice day." "Can I ask Daddy if we can go to the water park?" Adriana asked, carrying her cereal bowl to the sink. "You can ask," Mom said. "I'm not sure what he's thinking for today, though." "Yay!" Adriana skipped out of the kitchen. The water park," she sang. Mom smiled at Nate. "She's sure abounding in hope, huh?" "What?" Nate's forehead wrinkled. "What do you mean?" In the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Rome encouraging them to abound in hope, Mom said. To abound in hope means to be filled with it. "What kind of hope?" Nate asked. "Hope in what?" "Hope in God," Mom said. Paul reminds them that those who trust Jesus as their Savior have peace and joy and can be filled with hope because of his promises. It's a little like how Adriana has hope your dad will say yes to a water park trip. She knows he loves her and enjoys doing good things for her. "And we can have hope God will do good things for us?" Nate asked. Mom nodded. "That doesn't mean he'll give us everything we ask for. But we can abound in hope knowing that he saved us, gave his Spirit to be with us, and promises to do good things in our lives." "Do you think Dad will say yes to the water park?" asked Nate. Before Mom had a chance to respond, Adriana bounded back into the room. "We're going to the water park!" she shouted. Mom grinned. "Your sister's hope did not disappoint," she told Nate. "Just like God does not disappoint us when we hope in him." "The water park! Yay!" Nate pumped his fist in the air. "And a God we can hope in," he glanced at his mom. "I'm happy for that, too." Well, how about you? Have you ever hoped for something? Did it work out the way you wanted, or were you disappointed? The Bible says that if you trust in Jesus, you can abound in hope knowing that he will never let you down. He saved you from sin and gave you eternal life, and he promises to always be with you. Let the joy, peace, and hope of knowing him fill your life as you trust him to do good things. Our key verse for the day is Romans 15:13. "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And our key thought for today? Have hope in God. Do you want to be on Keys for Kids Radio? If you do, become a day sponsor. Just cover the cost of one day of broadcasting and we'll help you craft a special message that will be played 12 times throughout the day. You can celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and surprise your kids or grandkids by saying hello to them on air by name. To learn more, go to keysforkids.net and tap donate in the menu. That's keysforkids.net and tap donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.